Simon Kuf Chaf Alf.
Yeah.
The yeah.
Oh, okay. That's why I couldn't find
okay.
it.
So
I took it home.
Okay. So the next natural simon to do is Kuf Chaf Alf. That's what we're up to. But you know, Hagalos Kalim for Pesach is really in Hilchas Pesach. I figure once we're here, may as well just see it inside Yardea first. We'll spend the next 2 nights on Yardea. And then Wednesday night, there's no shir because we're Rubenstein's giving shir. Next Monday, I have a wedding, so we'll have only shir next week, Tuesday, because Weimer's giving shir Wednesday. And the following week, we'll do Monday, Tuesday.
It's yours.
No, what?
No,
what? No, there's no real shir there. It's 8:30. Oh, okay. So, anyway, let's go. So, the Shulchan Aruch says, Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph. Sif Aleph. Shulchan Aruch writes, Alokeach Kalim Yishanim Mina Oved Kochav. Person purchases used kalim from a non-Jew. Kederach shenishtamish behen. So how kochavim? The way they goy use those items, those kalim, kachu hechsher. So the klal is now again. I told you the Shulchan Aruch here in Yardea doesn't focus on these halachas, so he's missing a lot of the basic principles. But the klal is kibolan kach poltan. The way the keli absorbed kibolan, absorbed the tam, the iser kach poltan. That's how you remove it, how you extract it. So whatever derech the goy used, the kalim, that's how you would kasher. Lefikach, therefore, halokeach kli tashmish yishanim shenishtamish behen betzonin. You bought items that, let's say glass. Typically, glass cups are used only in cold. Kigon kosos, vitzlochios, different types of cups that we could assume is used for cold only. The kayot ben, things similar to that. Madichin, you just have to wash it out. And while washing it with water, tzarech leshafshifon, you should scrub it well while rinsing them out. I mean, when something, there's a klal, again, a lot of these things are intertwined, but the only way any tam, any iser could get absorbed in the walls if there's through a medium of heat. It has to be heat. If these kalim are used only with cold, nothing could really be embedded in the wall, so there's only chashash, and maybe on the outside there's some surface that has to be scrubbed off. So all you have to do is really scrub it well, and v'acharkach, shotum b'mayim, then you just rinse it one last time with water to make sure nothing else is sticking around there. Umatbilan v'heim mutar. And then afterwards you have to bring it to the mikvah, and then they are completely kosher to be used.
24 hours?
Not for tzonim. So then the Ramah writes, Yesh makomos, this is not really relevant, but I'll say it anyways. Yesh makomos shenagu heter l'shum yayin bekelim. People have a heter placing wine in the following types of utensils. Shen israyim mudubakim. We're talking about a barrel. So the barrel is made of different wooden boards, and they're mudubakim, they're glued together bechelim, some type of iser, fat, that you can't eat. Mishum sheteva hayayin livroach min achelim. The wine and the fat don't really come together. They separate from each other like oil and water do, and therefore a chelav nikrash, the chelav, the fat, congeals. The omid ba'atma stays separately. Ve'eno nogeh b'klal b'yayin. Somehow it has this ability, chemically, it pushes the wine away, so the wine's not going to touch and it's not going to draw from any of the chelav, so such a heter exists. Now, I don't know if there's anything halach l'maisa for us, but interesting to note, there's some places who have such a minhag. Okay. Now let's jump to Sif Beis. Lokach mehem kalim shenishtamish behem bechamin. Let's say you bought kalim that was used in heat, pots and pans. So those are used in hot water or hot flames. So what's halacha? Dein shehem shamatechas, whether they're made from metal, o shel et, or if they're made from wood, o evan, or some type of stone, magilin. So you have to use hagala. So the klal is, there are really three types of ways to do kashering kalim. One is the first thing mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. Cold items, that things were only used for cold, all you have to do is wash it off. Second type is the things that were used with hot water or hot oil, so that was boiled water caused bleos into the wall, so the way you kach polt and the way you extract it is by boiling it. So that's if you have a pot, you just have to boil the water, has to spill over. All those details, again, we have to wait till we get to the Archaim. Now, so what do you do? V'im, again, says in the Mechaber, Magilin. First you do Hagala, boiling the water. V'acharkach matbilan, afterwards you dip the pot into the mikvah. Imheim shematechas v'heim mutarn. If it's metal or glass, which require tevila, so then you would have to put it in the mikveh afterwards. If it's wood or stone, which don't require tevila, all you have to do is a hagala, then you could use them. Now let's say the mechaber says, im hitbilan, let's say first you do tevila. You first put them in the mikveh. And then you only do Hagala after the fact. Mutar, and even though you switch the order around, it's still completely mutter. But the Yeshomim, others say that Shitzarach Lachzor Latabila, and others say you have to redo the Tevila. So what's the Nakuda Samachlokas? You look at the Taz, Sifkat, and Aleph. He explains what are they arguing about if you do out of order, meaning you do Tevila first, and then Hagala, whether that works or not. So the Taz explains in Sifkat and Aleph, Acharka Chigilan, De'ein HaTevila Tzarach Hagala. The tefillah is not necessary for the Haggalah. Ela shiyata b'tefillah mitumah latara. There are two different categories. There's a medrash the girl likes to, who he quoted a lot, about the bein dam ladam, bein din ladin, bein nega lanega. There's a shech like to quote this. There's a, you know, halachas of isser v'heter. There's halachas of mamonis. There's halacha of tumah v'tara. They're all different halachas, and they, you don't have to, they don't connect to each other necessarily. They each have their own set of rules. So tefillah is in tumah v'tara. And Hagala is Isser V'Heter. So who cares if you do out of order? One, the Isser won't impact the Tumah, and the Tumah won't impact the Isser, so the order doesn't really make a difference. That's the first Man Damar. But then the Taz says, V'yesh Omrim, Svirle Dinira Kitovel, V'sheretz Biado, Im Tovel Tchila. The second opinion thinks it sounds like it's just a Maris Ayin issue. That it appears as if a person's going to the mikvah holding a sheretz, but doesn't mean anything. Just because the mikvah is a mitar person, if he's holding a sheretz, he's tameh. It can't be mitar someone who's tameh. So if the pot has iser, nevela, embedded in the walls, and you put it in the mikvah, the tefillah is not going to work. At least it appears that way. So they said it's not going to, the tefillah won't be effective. So now, according to that second Man Damar, that if a person has to redo the tefillah, would you have to say a bracha on that second tefillah? So it sounds like from the Taz you wouldn't have to, because the Taz sounds like it's just a nira, just a Maris Ayin issue, so we require you to do a second tefillah. That's what the Shach says explicitly. Look at Sifkat and Hay in the Shach. He says, Lachzor ulat bilan, v'nira d'yesh lachzor lat bilan below bracha. You don't say a bracha when you redo it. But if you look at the Pischei Tshuva, he argues. The Pischei Tshuva, if you look in Sifkat and Hay, he says, Lat bilan ayin berhetev, v'ayin b'tshuvas yiros ha'oel, simen nun alf, sheherich lochiach deha ikr ki yesh omrim. We paskin like the yesh omrim that you have to redo a tevila, omrim elu, v'nir midvar v'shedaito de yesh lachzor u lat bilan bivracha. He thinks it's not just a Maris Ayin issue. If you do it out of order, it's an ineffective tevila, and you would have to redo it along with a bracha. Look for a second at the Dagum Ravava. I think everyone should have a Dagum Ravava on the side of the page. The Noda Bihuda. That's his comment on the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Magilin v'acharkach matbilin. So first you do Hagala, then you do Tevila. So he writes, L'anias daiti dim einam b'nei yomam, l'chuliyama shari latbilo tchila. So this is a point Ezra was pointing out here. There's a concept of b'nei yomam, einam b'nei yomam. So the Gemara tells us a number of places that if there's any iser embedded in the walls after 24 hours, that tam is called pugum. No sin tam lefkam, it creates bad flavor, it's no longer usser. Now people have to be very, very clear though, that 24 hour time clock only works if there's tam embedded. If there's actual ben, if there's actual nevela, as long as it's roi lachila, it could be in the pot for 36 hours, it's still going to be usser. The 24-hour clock only works for tam that's embedded in the walls. So after 24 hours, that tam is called lefkam. It's a really bad flavor and really doesn't create any isurim anymore. We're just machmir anyways to do hagalah. So what the Noda B'Huda is saying here, again, l'anias daiti, dim einam b'nei yomim, if they're not b'nei yomim, meaning if they weren't used, you're not kashing them on the day they're used with nevela. It's been 24 hours or more since it was last used with nevela. L'chuliyama shari latbilo tchila. Everybody agrees you definitely can do tevila first because it doesn't really need hagala at that point anymore. Sherei ein kan tovel the sheretz biado. It's not a din of tevila and you're holding on to the sheretz because the iser nevela is really in the nosin tam lefgam at this point. Shekevan she'ena b'nei yomam. Since this pot is no longer within 24 hours of its last use, ein kan shum sheretz, there's no sheretz anymore to speak of. Umideraisa heter gamerhu. You could really use these kalim without having to kasher it midiraisa. Vafilu midirabanim. And even though Chachamim said that you should do hagala after 24 hours, ein kan sheretz, it's not a sheretz. Rak she'asur l'shamish bo. Meaning Chachamim didn't create an iser cheftza of the tam. After 24 hours, their need to kasher kalim wasn't that there's an iser tam is still there. They know the iser tam isn't there anymore. But they said they create a new iser of not using the pot anymore, and that doesn't make it a sheretz biyado. And gzera shema yishamish be'odo ben yayomim. The reason why they said you can't use it after 24 hours, because it might lead a person to use it even within 24 hours, and it was a gzera. And for that reason, no, the Behuda says that after 24 hours, if you do the opposite order, then the tefillah definitely works, even though it was done before the Haggadah. And this is important yisod. When, even though the Shulchan Aruch didn't say it here, we'll see when we do Or HaChaim, that's clear that everyone says when you do Haggadah's Kalim, you always have to wait 24 hours before doing it. So if someone traipsed up a pot of Milchuk Shleishik and you're doing Haggadah, you do Haggadah only after 24 hours. You're kashering your sink for Pesach, you need to not use it for 24 hours with any hot water. Okay. Let's look at the Shach Sifkat and Dalad. The Shach writes, V'yesh Omrim, the Havale Ketovel Sheretz Biyado. That's the opinion why you have to redo it, because if you don't do Haggadah first, looks like you're holding a Sheretz as you put the Keli into the Mikvah. Because of Ataz V'im Lo Yirtu L'Shamish Bo Elat Tzonen, if you only want to use it for Tzonen, this is very, very important. Yachol Latbilo Ulashtame Botsonen. So let's say I bought a pot from a non-Jew. It's treif. Or let's say my own house. Let's say I treifed up a pot. I cooked meatballs in my Mimilchik's pot. And now it's a treif, Basar B'chalof. So now I want to use it for cold. So he's talking about a case where you buy from the non-Jew. So first you do a tefillah. My Kaylee doesn't need a tefillah because I already did tefillah when I bought it. I'm allowed to use it for tonin for cold because no iser could transfer into my cold food. If I want to put, a salad in my pot for some reason, which is cold, there's no way any treif could get to the salad if everything's cold. And when I decide at some point that I want to now cook a milchik soup in there, so then I'll do hagala when I need to use it later on. V'yaspiglo tevila shetevila kvar. So the tefillah I did when I initially bought it from the non-Jew to use it for cold, that tefillah worked, even though I did Haggadah, a few weeks later when I wanted to make soup in there. Afilu l'man d'matzich tefillah shenis. So even though the opinion here, even according to the opinion here, who says if you do it out of order, you have to do another tefillah, in this particular scenario, shiny hacha here is different. Shemetchila, when he bought the tray pot from the non-Jew, lohaya daita l'shamish bo elatone. He only wanted to use it for cold. And when you plan on using it for cold only, you don't need Haggadah. Tevila is all you need. Ulitzonin sagile b'tevila. And for cold water, or for cold usage, all you need to do is a tevila. V'cheven shebetchila beheter tavlo, shuv ein tzarach tevila shenis. So since initially, when you properly did tevila, so then even though later on you change your mind, you want to use the pot now for hot, you don't have to do a second tevila. But Nira says if let's say he did tevila with the intent of eating hot water, using it for hot food. Since there's a Yesh Omer that says you have to do a second tevila if you do it out of order, below tevila, then you can't even use it for cold. So again, if I buy a pot with intention of using it for soup, to make soup, I can't use it temporarily for cold without a tefillah first, because since that was my intent why I initially bought it. Okay, these things, I know, they're a little confusing here, a lot of different things coming together, so hopefully I'll get familiar with some of these concepts. Let's go right to now in the Ramah. Ramah writes, Din Kli Etzem, Ein Behochas Pesach, Simen Tuf Nenalf, we'll speak about bone, utensils made of bone, V'ein Lahagil, Shum Kli, Kozman Shu Yomo. So that's what I was mentioning before, that a person should never do Haggadah on an item if it's been used within the past 24 hours. We always say, don't touch it before you wait 24 hours before you do Haggadah. Now this should be clear, that's only true of Haggadah. Person is doing Libun, you're allowed to do it immediately. Now the difference is, the fundamental difference between Haggadah versus Libun, what Haggadah does, it extracts the Isser. So if you're extracting the Isser, let's say I've got a pot here, and this treif pot, and I used it 2 hours ago with treif. Now I'm boiling the water, the treif is coming out into the water, now the water is still boiling, it's going back into the pot, it's going back and forth, because the treif is still there. only if you wait 24 hours where the treif tam is now pogum, so then there's no real concern. Hagala, however, Hagala doesn't extract the iser. The libun doesn't extract the iser. Libun actually purged it. It burned it till it's mamish nothing and no longer exists. So even though I made it use treif an hour ago, and now I'm using a blowtorch, that blowtorch is able to wipe out any of the iser that's there. Okay, let's look at the Taz. You guys are right here? It's a small crowd. We're good, yeah? Okay, now that's all good?
No, I'm saying this is basics.
These are basics? Okay, let's look at the Taz. Taz, Sifkot, and Beis. Kozman Shu Ben Yoma. So Rama says a person, again, should not do Hagala if it's in within 24 hours of when he used it for Isser. Ze Lashon HaTor. Tur explains, Vein Magilin Hakli Ad Shelo Yeheh Ben Yomo. You don't do Hagala until you've waited 24 hours. Oh, there's another suggestion. He says, O Sheyehu B'mayim Shemagilin Bo Shishim Kenegdo. Now, this is a little tricky. Whenever you do a 60, you never know how to figure it out. The other suggestion is, let's say you have a pot, and there's a Dover Isser in there. Let's say I want a kasher spoon. So now, I want a kasher spoon right away. I need it right away. So what I could do is, if I have a huge pot and the water is 60 times that spoon, so then I could just drop it in, because even though the tom might be fresh, the moment it comes out, that tom is bottled in the 60 times of the water. So that would be a scenario where you would not have to wait 24 hours. Aval, he says, im hu, back to the Taz, im hu ben yomo, the ein shishim negdo, if it's within 24 hours, and there's not water, that's 60 times the iser of the spoon. Lo alsa lo hagala, hagala doesn't work. Well, not only does it not work for the spoon I just put in the boiling water. Ela filo hakli shegilo betocho gamke nesar. Now the pot I'm using is also going to be treif, because the tam of the treif in the spoon is extracted in the water. The water is not strong enough to be mevatlip. So now the water is treif, and now it makes the pot I'm using treif as well. So gam kineser im haya shel heter v'chein imagil klisha baser leechel bo chalav o ibcha tarach shelo yeh ben yomo v'imagil b'kli shel iser tarach shelo yeh ben yomo. This, when it comes to choosing a kashering pot, what type of kashering pot to use? So really, you could use any type, meat or fleishik. So you're doing meat to, if I'm kashering, let's say a fleishik. So they suggest use a fleishik pot, but mikadin, you really don't have to use a fleishik pot, because you're using a pot and a spoon that's all ena ben yomo. So there's no real tam that's coming out of there. It's all nosin tam lefgam. But they suggest, anyways, you should use the same type that you're kashering kashering to.
Well, the pot's also being held kosher at the same time.
Say again?
The pot is being self-kosher at the same time also.
If the pot needs to be kashered.
Well, either way.
No, because if you're making milchiks, if I'm using a milchik pot that I've been using 24 hours, so then I start boiling it, that's coming out.
It's coming out, but you're always going to have 60 times more.
Not always.
Against the pot.
Is that always the case? Yeah? Depends how big the pot is.
A regular pot, you're going to have 60 times more. I mean, not if it's like... I think you might always have...
Yeah? I don't know the math, how it works. I don't know the volume.
Depends what it comes from. No, I'm saying forget if you're not putting any clay in. So if you have a pot, the surface, the space of a pot is always 60 times more...
And the surface area of it?
Surface area of the...
Yeah? Could be. I really don't know. I never...
60, not like 72 and a half. No, I think it's more than 60. I look at the part of them, go through the formula for volume again.
It's very easy for me to figure out the circumference, the area meaning of the circle, and then just the height. So we can figure that out. Can I do it now? We could do it. Afterwards, we'll figure it out.
Based on its height divided by...
This is just the area, which is, pi r squared times the height is the volume. And then for the surface area is the area of the bottom plus the circumference, which is 2 pi r times the height. So there we go. So we'll figure it out afterwards. We'll make sure. But I'm not sure if it's 60. We'll see. I'll look it after.
This is for in general,
either Pesach or not. Whatever you're doing, you should always wait 24 hours for the Pesach or not Pesach.
Right, I'm saying, but let's say you take a chametz pot. Yeah, you haven't used for 24 hours. Now you want to
Right.
You want a kashrus food. Right. Kashrus came for Pesach.
Right, so we'll get that. So you really are allowed to use a 20, if it's been 24 hours, they do recommend, just because of the chomer of a Pesach, to use like a special kashering pot.
Well,
they do make it.
Kashrus the pot first.
Yeah, or kashrus the pot first. That's a suggestion they make. That's a chomer of Pesach, which we practice that. We do. But we'll get there, Mirat Hashem. Okay, let's finish this Ramah here. Ve'ein l'shtamesh b'mei hagala, and the water that's been used to do hagala, don't use it for anything. It's got a different isurim floating around there. I wouldn't suggest using it. The Shulchan Aruch says not to use it. Kol makom shetzarech hagala, whenever you need hagala, lo mahani im kalful akli b'kli umnusa. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Maybe shaving off some of the outside, that doesn't work. I don't know the scenario there. Ve'ein le'al simim kufches din mar deshel iser. Fine. Sif gimel. Dine hagala v'livun halohim k'subim hilchas Pesach. Take a look there for all the details. Siv Dalid will go into greater detail as well in Or HaChaim, which talks about machva shemetagnin ba. Frying pan is always a tricky situation, but just the simple reading of the Mechaber here is the afal pishul inyan chametz v'pesach dailo b'hagala. Even though with respect to Pesach, all you have to do is really boil out the frying pan, linen shari sum tzuichan liban, you really need liban for other things. So what's the difference here? So there's a big discussion at Poskim here. Lemaisa, we don't say you could really fry a kasher frying pan for chametz in this way, but just look what the Taz says here. Taz writes in Sifkat and Gimel, Dai la ba'gala kevan de hetera kabbalah. This is a very, very important yesod when hetera kabbalah or yisura kabbalah. Pesach, all year round, chametz is mutter. So when I use this frying pan today, this morning, put some bread in it, made French toast, let's say, so that was completely mutter. And when hetera Kabbalah, when heter is absorbed, it's not really acknowledged, not recognized, because it's heter. So to extract it, all you really need is to do agala, which is the lower type of kasher. But if you use it to fry bacon, which is a davar iser, so iser kabbalah, so then you need something more serious like libum. Now what really comes down, why did it depend on heter kabbalah or yisura kabbalah? The question really is, was it used with a lot of oil, meaning hagala is corresponds to liquid, or there's no oil, just a little pam, just to make sure it doesn't stick. That's not really considered oil, in which case you need libun. That's part of the shaila here, but again, I don't want to spend too much time on it because it's going to be addressed in Hilchas Pesach.
That's true.
Yeah.
Then if you had an Eino Ben Yomo pet frying pan, let's say it was dairy, and you cooked it with meat, that's beheter.
Eino ben yomo fry dairy, and you cook with meat. No, because the moment you the food won't be treif.
Right.
The food's completely mutter at eino ben yomo, but you have to kasher the pot.
So, leaven would be enough. Leaven kal.
Of course, no, because the moment the meat goes in, now we view.
But the head hair.
No, because the meat's going into a dairy a pot frame. That's fine. The whole eino ben yomo need tagala is you don't need it really. Midirbanan. So from the Derabanan's perspective, there's now meat and dairy embedded in the wall.
Why can't I rely on Hagala or Levon Kal? Why would that be enough? You wouldn't require...
Because we always go based on the klal of Kibbol and Kach Toltan. No, you don't have to assume it's Deraisa. You're probably, when it comes to, I believe frying, I need to double check this, I guess.
I've messed this up, so you don't rely on Hagala.
No, you do. You have to do it but you could do what's called Liban Kal. The two types of Liban.
Right.
Liban Gum or Liban Kal. So what he's getting to is, whenever there's a Chumrah of requiring Liban, and Liban Gum, which is really hard, you have to make it turn red hot. That's Liban Gum. You need a blowtorch for that.
It will destroy most of our pan.
Right. So Liban Kal, all you have to do is make it hot enough where it could singe a tissue paper. Some of the light, soft paper, if you get too hot, you put tissue paper, catches fire a little bit. That would accomplish Liban Kal, much easier to get to that point. So when it comes to frying pans, in that situation, if it was only dairy into Fleischix, I believe we would rely on Liban Kal, but I have to double check myself. If it was used with a lot of oil, a frying pan with the oil, then for sure all you need is really Hagalah. Okay, let's now look at Sif Ches, Sif Hey. It looks like our Marvin is not looking too good, guys.
They have till midnight.
Okay, Shkoya. Okay. So, Shulchan Aruch.
Shir was in the house, that's why he's on.
Huh?
Used to be the Shir was here. Wasn't there a Shir Monday night?
A Monday, yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe Tuesday nights, I don't know. So, Shulchan Aruch writes now, Im Higil Kli Hatzarach Libun, Let's say you do Hagala on something that requires Liban, Aser, Lishamishbo, Bechamin, doesn't work. Afilu Shalai Deish. If you need Liban, so certainly Hagala, which is a lower type of kashering, doesn't work. If it's the opposite, let's say something requires Hagala, and you do Liban to that, then that Vadai does work, because Liban is the really best type. It doesn't extract it, as we said, it purges the Iser. There's a very, we'll run through the Ramah here now. Ramah writes, very, very important heter. I mentioned this in the past. You could use a treif pot for cold, lechatchila, ayideh hadacha v'shifshif hetav, if you wash it very well. The kolshkein b'klisha tzar hagala, certainly that was talking about a case of something requiring libun. Certainly something that requires only hagala, which is a lower level type of iser, that's certainly permitted, v'dafcha b'derech arai, could go and shu b'beis ovid kachavim, or b'dievim. So let's say a person is in a hotel or wherever, your stadium, they're serving you in the dishes and stuff. So if the food is cold, you're getting cold food, you're getting something that's obviously kosher food, using their plates and silverware, that is permitted. B'derech arai. How about im rotu l'shamish bo b'keva? If you want to use them regularly, yesh machmir, there are those who machmir that you can't use it even b'tzonein until you've kashered it completely. V'omrim dafilu l'shamish bo tzonein tzarech hagala. To even use it for cold, you can't. Once you want to use a bekeva, you have to do agala or liban, whatever is needed. Gzeira shami shamish bo b'chamin, because if you plan to use a bekeva, you might accidentally use it b'chamin, and then you put a hot steak on the plate, it's going to extract the iser of the nevela that's there. V'hachinogin, that's our practice to do that way. V'afilu kelim shetashmishin b'tzonin, even kelim that are typically used for cold only, im yesh lachosh, Shechamu boyain. If there was a chashash that maybe they use this to heat up a wine, I don't know if you have a good example of that with our kalim, but could go and kli kesef nogin lahagil vein l'shanos. So this is a chumra we'll see at Pesach that really, if you're taking a becher, you want to take a becher that you used all year round and you want to use it for Pesach, you really don't have to do anything other than wash it out, because there's no, you never use my becher with hot water. But the chumra is we everything for Pesach we boil, we do hagala, even though there's no real chashash. He's talking about the rest of the year. If there's some type of silver container, silver becher, that they may have put hot boiling wine in, so then you would have to kash that with hagala. V'afilu tevos v'shulchanos hanikchem min ha'ovdei chachavim. Noagin lahagil shema nishpichu aleim chamim. So let's say you buy a table or something, countertops for our cases, you have to do hagala as well to pour it over there to get rid of the tray. V'davke l'chachila, it's all l'chachila. These are all chumras. B'dievet, if a person put hot something on the table, or you didn't kasher this silver with hot water, it's all kasher b'dievet. Uklecheres, when it comes to earthenware, shenishtam shubo b'tzonin, that was used with cold only, ma'achar di'ef shar ba'agala. Since you get into agala with klecheres, mikad di'ev'et, that's called b'dievet, v'sagila, you're allowed to buy someone's used earthenware utensils, if it was used for cold only. The marika v'shtifa, heitav, if you wash it out well, umuta litein ba acharka chafil dvarim harifim kechometz. You're even allowed to put in the earthenware kalim. You could put even spicy things, sharp food, something as strong as vinegar, and we're not choshish that any tam is coming out. Ukiyotiba v'koshken dvarim kashim ketavlin kiyotiba, and certainly things that are hard and strong like spices. Okay. I guess we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow night. We'll finish the simmon, and hopefully we'll try to gather the troops.